My colleague, Reverend David Bumbaugh, was a minister for over 40 years and then taught in seminary at Meadville Lombard School in Chicago, and is now retired. He wrote this in about 1994 as a sermon about worship. We are, by and large, a nomadic people. Not only have many of us wandered from the geographic region in which we were born, we continue that wandering through most of our lives. In addition to this physical wandering, many of us are also spiritual nomads. We've traveled far from the religion, the politics, the social strata, the corporate identities, and the intellectual assumptions in which we were raised. In the process, we've acquired some special baggage of our own, a strong sense of individual identity, a fear of being trapped by subtle orthodoxies, a certain persistent loneliness, a thickening of the membranes which constrict the emotions, a desperate need for involvement with others, and a profound fear of failing in our human relations. Because this is so, central issues for Unitarian Universalists focus around the need for community, the integrity of the individual, and the tension between the individual and the community. And those issues find expression in our Sunday rituals. Because for many of us, community is not a given part of our experience, but rather a fragile, sometimes fleeting reality, which must be evoked, called into being, carefully nurtured. Our services of worship tend to resolve themselves into a ritual and symbolic recreation of that community. This aspect of our gathering permeates all that we do here together, particularly those things which are so familiar that we cease to notice them consciously. In the service, we are constantly restating the terms, the boundaries, the nature of this particular community. The lighting of the chalice defines us as part of a global movement. The covenants and affirmations themselves declare the nature of our commitment to each other. The offering defines the free and voluntary nature of our association. The welcome of new people and the regular invitation to membership expresses our understanding of this as a community not of necessity, but of intention. A community created and sustained by the free choice of individual women and men, distanced from their birth communities, who out of their need come together to create community. Sunday after Sunday, we reenact and reaffirm the process which called this congregation into being and has sustained it through the generations, the process by which most of us found our way to this place. Sunday morning, we reenact the original founding. More than symbolically recreating the community, we experience and we celebrate it. That is the function of the marvelous music we share, the responsive readings, the singing of the hymns, the times when the children join us for special services. We experience the community and celebrate it by being together, by listening together, by speaking together, by singing together. There are moments of high discipline, as when the responsive readings suddenly become something more than rote, and rich drama invades the interaction between us. There are moments of real struggle, as when the hymn is a bit stranger than usual, and we find ourselves stumbling through it, listening for a voice strong enough to carry us along, drawn by the need to be part of the group, embarrassed by the fact that we cannot find or effectively pursue the tune. And there are moments of wordless sharing when the music shakes us to our very roots and all words become superfluous. This, I believe, is the focus of worship among Unitarian Universalists. The centrality of the individual and the community in which the individual is rooted. The creative power which springs from the interaction of the two, and the existence of something more which underlies the surface appearance of things. Something more which has the power to break through and infuse the static and habitual with power and with life.